Now, some of you might recall about 2 years ago, just as we were slightly easing off the COVID restrictions, the Oscar-winning actress Olivia Colman and a film crew were here in Kerry for the filming of a wonderful, wonderful movie called Joyride, which starred Olivia Colman. But why we were particularly interested was the story. The screenplay was written by Alva Keoghan, originally from Tralee but living in Castle Gregory. Now, Alva is a very talented screenwriter, and she wrote that story, Joyride, with a view to having it filmed in Tralee, in her native Tralee and around North Kerry. Not necessarily doing her bit for Bord Fáilte, that wasn't her aim, but she did want to kind of see other parts of Kerry depicted on the screen. Now, Alva has been a very successful screenwriter, both before Joyride and indeed since. And more recently, she's involved with the BAFTA award-winning comedy series Bad Sisters, along with Sharon Horgan, who many of you might have heard of. But the thing about Alva is that she manages to combine a highly successful career in a pretty competitive industry like the TV and film industry with family life here in Kerry, because she continues to live in Kerry and raise her family here. And she says that thanks to Kerry Airport, and particularly the flight to Luton, she's able to go back and forth and keep up the standard of living that she wants and the kind of lifestyle she wants living in rural Kerry. But she's very successful, and she has a new film coming out very shortly called Sunlight, which sounds absolutely beautiful. Now, I spoke about all of those things to Alva Keoghan when she popped in for a chat recently. And at the outset, she told me about how she came originally to live here in Kerry.
Yeah, we moved here. Dad got a job with a Kerry man. So we moved here when I was about 12. I joined school at sixth class.
Okay, and where'd you go to secondary then?
Ballunock.
To Ballunock?
Yeah, and those girls are still my best pals. We're all actually heading to Spain now next week.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's good to know. So listen, you've had a phenomenal career as a writer, a screenwriter. And before we talk about your latest project, which is going to be a pre-screening of it, can I ask you about Joyride? Because as we were discussing off air a moment ago, I thought it was the most beautiful piece of film. Now, I really, really loved it. And I love the fact that it was set in Tralee as well. Was that very personal for you, being from Tralee?
Yes.
To see your town on screen?
Yes. Now, there were logistical concerns that are really boring, as in, on production level, if you go beyond a certain mileage, your costs go up. So it gives you this beautiful constraint. So once you pick your base camp, so Brian Nolan and everyone up in Kerry, is it ETB?
Yeah.
Like, they gave us this base camp, which was instrumental. And that was facilitated by Siobhan in Film Kerry. It just allowed us to set the film here. So because that was our base camp, you draw a big circle on a map and it's within, so you have to look. So instead of going out and doing the usual Slayhead or whatever, which I had said at the beginning, this isn't it's not a Fáilte postcard. We want a different look. I wanted like the Slieve Lucra, you know, the military roads and the bog and up there by Foynes and all of that. So it was brilliant. It was lovely to see North Kerry as opposed to West Kerry.
And what a coup to get someone the calibre of Olivia Colman.
Yeah, well, we were shocked. In fairness, we were shocked and we were delighted. And then because her schedule was so, so hectic, she had said, no, do you know what? I can't do it. I can't hold you up anymore. And so we'd lost her for about a week. And then she rang back and said, you know what? I can't let it go. Can you make this work? And so we said, okay. So it was a real packed 5 weeks, because that's what she had. And I mean, I've never met a busier woman. Well, bar Sharon Horgan possibly, but just like back-to-back projects.
And what was it like for you to sit there at the screening of it and see your story?
It's so weird, because I actually find watching this stuff, like, you know that old-fashioned Catholic word, mortifying?
Yes.
I crawl in my skin. So like the director, Emer, who I adore, she would say, come on up to Dublin and watch the pre-screening with us. I said, I can't watch it in front of anyone except my husband and my sister, because you're going to see on my face what I think, and I don't know yet, because there's always that moment when, as the writer, you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
You haven't seen anything, because I always say to them, I'd love to just see it at the end. I'll see it at the cinema. And you don't know what you're going to think. So I was so relieved the first time. We've a thing at home called the Dawn Cinema Club where we watch a film at 6 a.m. on a Friday, just because we've no other time. And we put it on And I remember being able to leave Emer a voice note saying, I genuinely love it, Emer. I'm so relieved to be able to say that to you.
Emer's the director.
Director.
Yeah.
Because it's lots of writers have their films made and don't get to love them. And that's a really hard pill to swallow.
And what did Olivia Colman make of North Kerry at its finest?
She said she had a joy. Now, she was in two amazing houses while she was here. One of them was a Barrow house, which is phenomenal. And she had her family brought over and her friends. And so in the evening after she was finished shooting, she got to go back to something of a holiday, you know. And
lovely.
The weather worked for her for a bit of it. And yeah.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. And of course, I have to ask you about Bad Sisters, which you were also involved in writing, because I was sitting down with my husband watching it and we were absolutely so into it. And the next thing, the credits roll. And I said, oh my God, there's Aoife Keoghan's name. I didn't know she was involved in it. Yeah. How did that come about?
Well, you see, I had worked on Sharon on my first film, Run and Jump. She had a small part, but after Run and Jump, she said, I really like how you write. Do you want to work on this project together? So we developed a project which would have been a kind of teenage coming-of-age comedy set in the Gaeltacht, but for legal reasons, which are incredibly boring, it didn't go ahead. But we'd always kept the connection. So then when she started up the Bad Sisters room, she invited me to come. And it was my first ever TV writer's room. And there was two American lads in it, veterans, who'd been in 1,000 writer's rooms stateside. And they were like, you've no idea how lucky you are. This is your first writer's room. It's so lovely. It's so nice. Sharon's very generous. She doesn't need to control the room. She's very consistent in her vision. You know, other showrunners can be up and down and kind of headless. So it was a really lovely experience. And actually, the minute I leave here, I have to race home to get on to a Zoom for Bad Sisters 2, because we're right in the thick of delivering that. Because it has to shoot at a certain point.
And how does that work? Do you get to write different episodes, or is it all collaborative?
You all meet for the writer's room and you establish a kind of a series outline. So then that series outline is divvied out into beat sheets for each episode. So then they assign your episode. So you hear, okay, Alva, you're on episode 5. And you have a beat sheet for episode 5. And then you rework that and rework that until that episode is signed off on. And the minute it's given the green light, you script. So you don't start working in script form till quite late in the day. It's all on page first, if you get me. It's all in a prose document first.
Yeah, and I was just struck, and every woman I know who saw it as well, I was struck by how relatable all the female characters in it were. And even you talk about dialogue there, the way they converse with each other. It was so authentic.
Yes,
is how Irish sisters behave towards each other, yeah. And the taking the mick and the crack and the slagging, yeah, and the one-upmanship, yeah. And all of that was...
Absolutely. And I come from a family of 6, and like a night out with my siblings is one of my favourite things. Like, I absolutely adore. It doesn't even have to be a night out. It could be a night in, which we do very well as well. The crack and the messing and the truth that come out. It's a safe space, isn't it? Your tribe,
yeah.
Your siblings. It's really nice.
Were you surprised that it got commissioned for season 2?
Well, we were very surprised by the success of it. Genuinely, very. Even getting the BAFTA there 2 weeks ago, like. The competition, we were up against Sherwood and all these amazing, The Responder, just these amazing dramas. And so we have been really pleasantly surprised, I guess.
Relieved. And you're back working on season 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So you're so busy. We have to talk about Sunlight, because that is your film again. And I know you're involved in the Kerry International Film Festival. So hit me. What's that about?
Right. So Claire Dix is the director and Roisin Geraghty is the producer. And we are a trio that love working together. So we made a short film out at my house, Acoshla, like 4 years ago. And it was a Screen Ireland funded short. And we wrote it for Barry Ward. And it explores the issue of exiting this life on your own terms. And it did really well. And it was a beautiful little short. And we had decided after working together, we should work together again. And then Screen Ireland approached us and said, will you go for this scheme? It's called the POV scheme. And it's female talent and it's 400,000, which I can't explain to layman how tiny a budget that is. Like, it's in this day and age, it's just that Roisin Geraghty got this over the line on that budget is a small miracle. So we're incredibly proud of it, because it's a tiny, tiny film, but it doesn't look tiny on screen. Like Narian, the DOP, he's completely top of his game. And I think what happened was everyone just attached to it as a little pet project that they adored. And we were, because it was so small budget, no one was coming near us with these you know, practical constraints. They were just like praying we get it over the line. And so creatively, this is a film we wanted to make. And it's so rare you can say that, because normally the bigger the budget, the more control there is over what's put on screen. Mm-hmm. Whereas no one came near us. So we made this. And it was very, very interesting because we showed Take Me Swimming, which was a short film, and Sunlight as a double bill at Fastnet Festival last week. And lots of the people in the audience didn't realise was Barry Ward in the two starring roles. That's how much he inhabits this new character.
My God.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's amazing.
And it sounds, from what you said about the premise of it, it sounds kind of heavy but worthy.
But it's not heavy. So we worked really hard. And even like now with the distributors, their job is to get it to as many people as possible. And they're like saying, oh, you know, we have to watch leading in with the euthanasia angle, because that isn't really what it's about. On one level it is, but it's actually about friendship. It's about this bromance between this unlikely couple. Yeah, and it's what I think people need to realise is these small films, this is going to get the smallest release because that's how the industry works. So when we say opening nationwide, we mean select cinemas in probably Dublin, Belfast, Galway, Cork. So this is possibly the only chance Kerry will have to see it this side of the cinema release, because the three independent cinemas in Kerry have closed down, sadly.
Dictus, I know, it's gone. Terrible. It's, yeah.
So to get Sheems as a venue, which I've such a soft spot for Sheems because I think it's an amazing venue. And to get this film in Kerry, it's 2 days before the nationwide release, but it's probably like, so we're 2/3 sold out now. So I would urge people who are interested in supporting independent film to book ahead, because I think we probably will sell out. But to watch films together, I think it's just happening less and less. And it's nobody's fault. It's just the way of the world. We're streamers now. We're couch potatoes. We watch at home.
Yeah. And there is nothing like the collective experience of being with someone in a cinema, yeah, and the lights go down and all that.
And people laughing. Like, we are so shocked when we go into viewings, what people laugh at, what people cry at.
Yeah. You know, you can never preempt it. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And it happens en masse. Yeah. People laugh more when more people are laughing. So you actually, as an audience, get a richer audience experience when you watch with more people.
Exactly. Yeah. And when you say it's a short, what's the definition of a short? How long? Oh,
well, this is a feature.
Sunlight
is a feature. So we started with a short, Take Me Swimming. Say that was a 15-minuter. And now this is a full feature. And it's... Claire just did everyone did an amazing job. The sound, the score, the performances. Liam Carney is in it from Fair City, and Maureen Beattie, who's amazing, a Scottish actress who filled in at the last minute, and I can't imagine anyone else in the role now.
Like, it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So Alva, so you're involved in that, and
yeah,
you're writing for Bad Sisters too.
Yeah.
And you're involved in the Kerry International Film
Festival. That's right.
As
so this
well.
Is a KIFF screening. Yeah. Yeah. So we're doing this in associate, because KIFF's remit is to get film to as many people as possible in Kerry. And we actually are always looking at ways, because it is getting harder to deliver film to people. You know, because cinemas are just
aren't closing
places.
Down. Yeah.
Well, they're it's a different model, I guess. But so I'm doing a new film with Claire and Roisin, that same collaboration. It's an adaptation of a short story called Orange World. And then my big job for this year is adapting a book called Trespasses by Louise Kennedy. It's an extraordinary novel if people are looking for a good read. It's won a ton of awards actually recently, so Trespasses. So I'll be doing the 4-part adaptation of that for Channel 4.
My goodness.
Yeah, and I just love that book.
So it's all go, go, go.
It's all go. Well, I try and work part-time. This is the thing. Like, I get up early, but I finish early.
You finish early. Yeah. Of course, you have kids as well.
Yeah,
so,
I try and finish so I can do homework club and the dinner and all that kind
and
of
stuff. And all the normal mom stuff. How great is it to be able to live in Kerry and be involved in this massive industry?
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, I sound like I'm plugging Kerry Airport, and they are KIFF's official sponsor. But personally, just as a creative, that connection to London's very important to me, because I know I don't want to look stateside for work, even though, you know, I've been offered American work, but I have a family here. My dad's, you know, I was telling you, down the road in Ocean View, I go see him every day. Like, I just have to stay in Kerry. So that, you know, Luton flight for me is a lifesaver.
A godsend.
Yeah, because my best friend from Tralee, a ballooner called Nicola, she lives over there. So I get to go over there, I spend time with her, and my agent will have organised it that I take a few meetings over 2 days, but I could theoretically get enough work for a year on that one trip to London. And then I don't have to leave Kerry again. Then I can go into my shed.
Well, listen, we better let you go because I know you're mad busy. You're going off on a Zoom call now about Bad Sisters. Listen, I think everyone in Kerry is immensely proud of you. And
and that means something. I know it sounds mawkish, but it actually does. It's who you want to impress.
You know, one of our own to be doing so well in such a cutthroat industry as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in. And listen, continued success. And I hope we get to chat to you again.
Thanks a million. All righty.
That is the wonderful, talented Alva Keoghan from Tralee speaking to us about her various film projects. And by the way, I have seen the trailer for her latest movie, Sunlight, which is going to be shown at Chiemsatira on Thursday night of next week, if you want to check it out. I'll just give you a little taster of it. As she says, it deals with the fairly heavy topic of euthanasia, but it is in fact strangely an uplifting movie. And you'll recognise some of the actors in it, including one or two who you'll know are regulars in Fair City. But here's just a little taster of that film, Sunlight.
Look, I know he's your sponsor and you do an amazing job of being his carer, but what are you going to do when he's gone?
Yeah, I'm not ready. In search of a... What if I said you couldn't go? What if I beg you not to?
You want to cop yourself, huh?
Do what you want, and I'll do the same.
If you really love him, you'll make it easier for him, not harder. You're lucky you get the chance. Sunlight.
Carry on breathing. Hi, bye. In the sun. Oh, we had a good day? Try to see. Oh, we did anyway. I'm glad we did it.
So am I.
Yeah, a little snippet there of Sunlight, the latest movie written by screenwriter Alva Keoghan from Tralee. We'll take a break, folks. We'll reveal our competition winner and read some of your many, many comments after these.
Talk about...